Chapter 18, Imitations, Christian Parents' Parrots. One way to dull your children's sensitivity to God is to make them religious show-offs. Parents who value the outward displays of devotion fall into the Pharisee syndrome. Don't train your children in the skills of pretense. Don't train them to be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Matthew 6:5. The other day, I invited my family out to see our dog do a new trick. I gave the command, but he was too distracted by them to regard me. I interrupted their schedule with the promise of a trick, and the dog acted as if he had never seen me before, much less knew what I was commanding. I became anxious and started pushing him to perform. He was making me look silly. What right does he have to do this to me? Me, of all people. My family would have thought I was so smart, and now I look so dumb. Stupid dog. Must be inbred. Sensing my disapproval, he started to shy away from me. To get my approval, he must make me look good in public. After all, what is a dog good for but to elevate his master, right? I have had parents bring their little child in, stand him in front of me, and say, praise the Lord for Brother Mike. When he has finished his performance, everyone smiles and praises him. The parents grin as if they just heard the announcement that their dog had won the annual frisbee catching contest. When little children are cute in their prayers or religious imitations, they should be totally ignored. Otherwise, you encourage hypocrisy and pride. Never teach them to act out a form of godliness instead of living it by the power of the Spirit. 2 Timothy 3:5. It is a cheap trick to school your children to appear ahead of their peers in religious devotion. You and your children will only be rewarded here and now, and that is all the reward such stage playing ever gets. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Matthew 6:5. One well-meaning father has two children who sing fairly well. Every chance he gets, he captures an audience to listen to their singing. Their gospel songs, sung by another, would be a blessing, but when sung in exhibition as a way of showing off, it is a pain to endure. Their singing is so cute. As they parade back to their seats, he praises them, smiling as I would have if my dog had only performed for me. One time, when the two singing parrots forgot the words and showed a little indifference to performing, the audience became restless and the father became anxious. His act was falling apart. He coaxed and encouraged until I saw in him the same feelings I had toward my non-performing dog. Now, the dog is obviously not going to suffer from being paraded, but these children are already suffering. The father's ambition for himself and his children overrides his concern for their spiritual well-being. Or maybe he doesn't have the wisdom to discern the difference. It is easy to come to ruin in this body of pride and lust. As Solomon so aptly warns us, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 16:18.